Well, there's a landmark case that will determine whether sex or gender identity take precedence in Australian law. Tickle versus Giggle. Yep, sounds like a comedy or a romantic sitcom, but it's actually a very serious and significant case that could have ramifications for New Zealand. Let's check it out. So Roxanne Tickle, a transgender woman from New South Wales, so a biological male, a dude, is suing a women-only social media app called Giggle for Girls after he was blocked from using the platform. Now, the case means the federal court will decide what a woman is in Australia. Here's a quick summary from The Project in Australia.
A simple question, but one that in recent times often delivers a far from simple answer. Today, the federal court is being asked to decide once and for all.
The real criminals are the people in that building right there, which are seeking to deny and delay our rights.
Outside the federal court in Sydney, trans and women's rights activists chant.
They don't give about us. It's all about how they feel.
Ahead of the first day of Tickle versus Giggle.
So let's go and get our rights back. Like, let's just use it, get our rights back and end this madness so we can all move on with our lives.
That's Sal Grover. In 2020, she founded an app called Giggle. Currently inactive, Giggle is marketed as a female-only social networking app that allows women to find flatmates, friends, and offer emotional support. And this is Roxanne Tickle. In 2021, Roxanne was initially accepted and then denied access to Sal Grover's app.
The only prerequisite is that you are female. That's it.
Roxanne is a transgender woman. Although her sex at birth was male, in 2019, she underwent gender-affirming surgery. On her Queensland birth certificate, Roxanne is female.
If Roxy was on the Giggle app and she was harassing people or causing trouble, then there already exists laws to help make sure that that doesn't happen. But she's being excluded purely on the basis of how she identifies or who she is.
So Roxanne has taken Sal to the federal court, claiming discrimination on the grounds of gender identity. Sal says she created the app after suffering sexual assault.
The reasons for female-only spaces have not gone away. So we should not be in a position to have to justify them. I'm sick of explaining people go, but why do you need a female-only space? Because we want them.
In 2013, the Sex Discrimination Act was amended, providing new protections against discrimination on the basis of a person's sexual orientation, intersex status, and gender identity.
There's the problem.
Shame that those across from us think that the greatest threat that there is to women is other women. Well, I call bullshit.
This is the first time that a case alleging gender identity discrimination will be heard by the federal court.
If, for whatever reason, it was to go in the favour of Giggle and that the anti-discrimination law was amended, then trans people would see a rollback of the kinds of protections that have allowed us to go on and live our lives the way that everyone else lives their life.
The landmark trial, due to last 4 days.
The person has a penis, he's a man.
Trans rights are under attack, what do we do?
If a person has a penis, he's a man. That's great. Now, Giggle for Girls was designed to help girls and women connect to make it easy to find friends or flatmates, travel companions, or to swap stories about pregnancy, fashion, or makeup. And Roxanne Tickle has taken Grover to court for allegedly discriminating against him on the basis of gender identity for barring him from the app because he is not biologically female. His lawyer, Georgina Costello, told the court in her opening statement that gender is not merely a biological question. It is partly social and partly psychological. Ms. Tickle was assigned male gender at birth, but she has changed to being a woman, and that fact is clear in this case. Well, that's not a fact, I'm afraid. Dear Roxanne, do you have a cervix? Can you get pregnant? Do you have XX chromosomes? Now, here's a little bit more of what Sal Grover, the creator of Giggle for Girls, said in an interview with The Spectator.
It is very hard to process being punished in such a way, because the process is the punishment.
Yes.
So I feel I've already been punished. It is hard to process being punished for seeing a man and acting accordingly. Because that's actually all I've done.
That's right.
I didn't know this person's gender identity. So, like, most people can't even define what gender identity is. Why am I supposed to know about it? I mean, you know, in GB News a few weeks ago that Robin...
Moira White, yeah, that lawyer.
Yeah. So someone who's actually like a barrister, he was asked by Andrew Doyle, like, define gender identity, and he couldn't do it. And I'm like, he can't even do it, and he pretends he's a woman. Why on earth are we supposed to know what gender identity is and be able to incorporate that into our lives
and
in any
yet...
way?
Yeah, exactly right. Now, Sal was also on Sky News just on Monday, the day before the case began, Tuesday this week.
I called you brave, and I think you absolutely are, because you're standing your ground here. Did you ever think that creating an app for women and girls would end up putting you in the federal court?
Absolutely no way. I just want to run a platform for women. I mean, I didn't know that this whole gender identity ideology existed. Never in my wildest nightmare did I think that there was anyone saying that men are actually women if they just say it. I mean, regardless of whether they do anything to try and appear that way. I just didn't think anyone would ever take that seriously. It's not even a natural thought that would occur to your mind of like, oh, should I go and find out if men are considered women in law? No, of course not.
In places like Victoria, I mean, you just need to assert you're a woman, even if you are a biological male. And the law in Victoria says that you can have all the rights that women can. I mean, I think about your app, I think about rape shelters, domestic violence shelters, places that are incredibly important to be women's only spaces. I think about change rooms. I think about taking little girls into public toilets. I mean, that's why I think this case is so important. Why is it so important for you to go through hell and back and fight this as you are?
Yeah.
So for all of the reasons that you just listed, I mean, women's spaces and like female spaces, so for women and girls, these are really important. They're important for women's privacy, dignity, safety, and equality in society. We actually all know we've at least heard about what society was like before women had these available to us and before women were actually a category in law that was cared about. It wasn't great for women. Like, women's rights actually are really important, and how we've gotten to a point in society where women are treated equally as human beings to men. And so to now just be told that there's not really any such thing as a woman, anyone can identify into it. I mean, what's the point of even having a category of woman in law if it's not defined as biological adult human female, if it's just a category that any man can become? It's meaningless. So it's important to defend this because, I mean, it's just a disaster for women's rights. But beyond that, for me, it's also a disaster for freedom of belief, freedom of speech, and freedom of association. And if we don't have those in a secular liberal society, we don't have anything, which is why I think everybody should care about this issue. Just beyond the obvious women's rights thing, I think it actually affects everybody.
Here's what Roxy said about why he wants to be a woman.
Roxy, you're a transgender woman from regional New South Wales. You played hockey for 10 years from when you were 16 years old, but you stopped when you were 26. Why?
Something didn't feel quite right, and it has taken me decades longer to look back and try and dissect that and understand that I really didn't like being in the male changing rooms. I felt really uncomfortable there. I didn't like the smells or the sounds.
Hey, some men don't like the sounds and smells either. Now, if you'd like to support Sal Grover, you can at gigglecrowdfund.com. gigglecrowdfund.com. Although I note she needed to raise $500,000 for this, for legal fees. Yep, defending women isn't cheap these days. And she's almost there, which is awesome. Interestingly, the New Zealand media has been very silent on this case, despite its significance. Only One News had a short written report, and that's all I can find. But now, you know. And if you haven't already signed our petition on whatisawoman.nz, which is to ensure that woman is to be defined as an adult human female in all our laws, public policies, and regulations, then go and sign it right now, whatisawoman.nz, then New Zealand won't have to go through the stupidity and giggle of this Australian case. Whatisawoman.nz. You know what? If I was the Australian judge, I would just say to Mr. Tickle, man, you're not a woman. Simple.